te Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kanakavidato Sankirtanai Kapitalo Kamalaya Taksho Vishmambalo Dvijabaro Yugadhanama Palo Vande Jigat Piyakaro Purnavataro Anandalita Maya Vigrahaya Himabdivyakcho Vishundaraya Tasmai Mahapremara Sapadaya Ejanya Chandra Namo Namaste. So we're reading the
verse 249.
Say that? I hope so. 249. So this is still the conversation. I think I might have been doing this for the last year or so, at least. Minimum. But we shouldn't stop just because the year is up. It's not up yet. There's still some 20 verses, 15. Okay. Mukta maje konji mukta kore mani. Krishna prema jarshe mukta shiro mani. Mukta maje konji wa mukta kore mani. Krishna prema jarshe mukta shiro mani. Mukta maje kanji mukta kare mani. Krishna prema jashe mukta shiromani. Mukta maje kanji mukta kare mani. Krishna prema jase mukta shiromani. Mukta maje konji mukta kare mani. Krishna prema jase mukta shiromani. Mukta maje konji mukta kare mani. Krishna prema jaje mukta shiramani. Simple verse, anyone else? JR, you do it. Mukta maje konji va mukta kore mani. Mukta prema jashe mukta shiromani. Ladies. Mukta kore mani. Krishna prema jashe mukta shiromani. Prema jashe mukta shiromani. Mukta maje konjiva mukta kore mani. Jashe mukta shiromani. Mukta maje among the liberated. Calm. What? Jiva. Living entity, mukta, liberated, kori, considering, as, mani, we accept, Krishna prema, one who loves Krishna, ja, of whom, she, such a person, mukta shiromani, the topmost of all liberated souls. Translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired, out of all liberated persons, who should be accepted as the greatest? Ramananda Roy replied, "He who has love for Krishna has attained the topmost liberation." Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 6.14.5 it is said, "Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma koti shapi mahamune." O great sage, of the many millions of liberated persons and of the millions who have attained perfection, he who is a devotee of Lord Narayana is very, very rare. Indeed, he is the most perfect and peaceful person. Omaganat marandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshura malitangina tasmai shri gurave namaha. Vandeham shri guru shri jitapada kamalam shri guru vaishnavam shri rupam sahagujatam sahagana ragana samnitam tam sadivam sadvaitam sabadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna vidam sahagana lalita shri vishakam vidam shri. Panchakalpadurubhyascha kipasinabhyevacha pitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Mukta maje kaun jeeva mukta kuri mani, Krishna prema jashe mukta shiromani. Oh, brother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired, out of all liberated persons, who should be accepted as the greatest? And Ramananda Roy replied, he who has love for Krishna has attained the topmost liberation. Now the purport, the purport is very lengthy. Prabhupada's quoting one verse. Muktanam siddhanam narayana prayana sudurlabha prashantatma koti shapi mahamune. Great sage, of the many millions of liberated persons and the millions who have attained perfection, he who is a devotee of Lord Narayana is very, very rare indeed. He is the most perfect, peaceful person. So this verse appears, it says here in 6th canto 14.5. And that chapter is an explanation of the Vritrasura pastime, or previously Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadev Goswami about the whole battle between the devas and demigods, and this Vritrasura means he covers, he's so huge that he covers the universe, or he covers a good part. Vritras, very big demon. But this demon was not a demon. He was a great devotee. So during the battle between Indra and Vritrasura, Indra had to muster all his, whatever he had, wits to try to kill Vritrasura. And Vritrasura was constantly taunting him that, come on, fight. What's the matter with you? Don't you know what you'll achieve? You should kill me. Like that. Because he was completely detached. Because he was a great devotee in a previous life as Chitraketu. And in the present life, although in the guise of a demon, just like Prahlad Maharaj is also, one could say he's a demon, Dait Janam. Krishna says, amongst the Daityas, I am Prahlad. Prahlad has chasmi Dait Janam. So similarly, the comparison is made by the Acharyas of Vritrasura. So therefore, Indra was lamenting because he knew he killed this great devotee. And he didn't. So why was he lamenting? That was the big question that was posed before Shukadev. And so Parikshit Maharaj was saying that some very interesting verses, and this is actually one of them. Rajobi samasankhya partivad. In the verses previous to this, Muktanam api siddhanam, it says here, fifth verse, so the one or two before describes that amongst, there are so many living entities, first of all, describe that. Rajobi samasankhyata, that there are as many living entities as there are atoms, atomic particles. So that was an interesting verse. We meditate on that for a couple of minutes. So there's so many living entities. How is it that this, basically he was saying, how is it that this Vritrasura, who was a demon, was liberated and was a great devotee? It's inconceivable. So many living entities. Koti maje durlab ek Krishna bhakta. This described in the teachings, this verse is quoted, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in Majjha 19 also. And in that chapter, when you get up past a certain point, that Mahaprabhu at the Das Aswamedha Ghat was teaching Rupa Goswami, I think for 10 days. 10 days. Like, you know, we've been studying this excerpt. Kaviraj Goswami says, just think of it, that Kaviraj Goswami constantly says that he's only giving a little bit. He's kind of lamenting, but at the same time he said, I'm very old, and I could, he doesn't say I could give more, but he says, I'm giving something, but it's enough, don't worry, it's enough. So we can imagine in 10 days they had the conversation. From one angle, 10 days with Lord Chaitanya, I mean, you got to be pretty smart, first of all, to be sitting there talking and being the recipient. Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami within the heart to understand these things, just as Ramananda Roy's understanding in another way. So 10 days, people go to college for like, what, 6 years to get a master's, eight years to get a PhD, or 7, 8 years, different types of things. Years. So 10 days with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Rupa Goswami understood whatever. It's completely empowered from one angle. The other angle is it's 10 days with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's Rupa Goswami. That's the special personalities. So in the description, this verse appears also. And so many verses are there. That Ved, Nishida Kaj Kori Ved Mukyamani. One of the things mentioned is how there's so many living entities. So it's Lord Chaitanya's kind of in the same mood of this conversation in the 614, that he's saying that of all these living entities, some are moving living entities, others staying still. Stavara Jangama. And of the moving living entities, there are the type of fish and birds on up. And human beings, he gets up to the human beings. Out of the human beings, a lot of them are just completely uncivilized. Kirata Honandra Palinda Pokosha Abir Shamba Ivanakasharaya Yene Tapapa Yadabashaya, described by Sukadeva Goswami. All these, but they can all be delivered by the mercy of the spiritual master who has taken full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, back to that conversation, Rupa Goswami, many verses are, well-known verses appear there, such as Bhukti Mukti Shri Kami Shakala Ashanta. See, we have this reference about peacefulness, Prashantatma. Evam Prashana Manaso. In the first canto, this similar theme began in the Bhagavatam. Evam Prashana Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. One aspiring for liberation, as is mentioned here, Mukti. Mukti Shiromani, who's the best of the muktas? So in so many places that's described. Actually, when I studied Bhagavad Gita this morning, I saw many references to mukti and liberation. And you could see why people who are interested in liberation will be wanting to read Bhagavad Gita. Like in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Shubha Shubha Paradeva Moksha Se Karma Bandhanai Sannyasa Yogi Yukta Vimukto Mam Upayishasi. What is a symptom someone who's liberated is vimuktamamo, he will attain liberation. Shubha Shubha, he's immune to Shubha Shubha, that which is auspicious, inauspicious. Shubha Palare Mokshase, he's free of any tuya nindasta thirmoni, those who blaspheme him, praise him. Mukta Satchachame Priya. In the 12th chapter of the Gita, this same subject is clear. All the symptoms of a pure devotee are given in that last half of the chapter, 12th chapter. Yasmin no vijate cha, no vijate cha ya, harsha marsha bayodvega, huh? Advaishta sarvabhutani, maitra karune. There's a whole long list, but the one I was thinking of is that particular no vijate loka no vijate, harsha marsha bayodvega, mukta. In the end of each of these verses, he'll say bhakti same priha, but in one of them he says mukta. So he is liberated who is not agitated in any way by any other living entity.
that.
That's something. That means you're peaceful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the emblem of peacefulness. Sannyasa krit shamo shanto nishta shanti parayana. And he silences. He's Shiromani. He's the real Shiromani. But in this case, he's asking Ramananda Roy. He's sitting there emanating pure peace. And he's Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's giving Ha Vishvambara Ha. He's nourishing the universe. Ha Vishvambara. Ha Rasama. Maharasamaya. Premaika Nishta. Premaika Sampannide. He's the ocean of Prema. Akila Rasamita Murti. The ocean of all Ras and Prema. And he's sitting there in front of Ramananda Roy. Don't forget. We would be hard put to say anything, probably. But somehow Ramananda Roy was able to give up, able to speak. And there might have been a lot of times when he had fainted. We don't know. But at least whatever we're getting in Chaitanya Charitamrita, at one point, of course, many times he's fainting in ecstasy. And he spent the rest of his leelas with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so we're getting the instruction, peeking in. So within this muktanam apisidanam, even in the, what is it, the 6th, 7th chapter, what verse, that we get manushanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhay yatatama. So many liberated persons. First of all, hardly anyone wants liberation. They want liberation, they want to enjoy, but then koti karma nishta. Many of them are karma nishta. So Prabhupada explains there in the purport. Those who are civilized, who accept Vedas, then most of them, bahuta karma nishta. Most of them, all the civilized persons, and civilized is still pretty good because civilized means, according to the strict standard, one is following regulative principles, no meat eating. You know. So many of them are just karma nishta. And of the karma nishtas, those who are attached to fruit of activity, some even do fruit of activity for others. That's explained there also. They don't just do it for themselves, but there are many persons who are making a lot of money, or they're doing it for other people. They're all philanthropists, and just do-gooders, as we call them. They're not even doing it for themselves, but still they're not Krishna bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then slims it down that out of all those karmanishtas, some of them may become jnani, koti karmanishta, ek jnani shreshta. And out of koti jnanis, many jnanis who have got knowledge, just interested in knowledge, they're detached, they're just interested in knowledge, and they think, many times they think they're liberated. Vimukto maninas, in the prayer of the, in the second chapter, 10th canon, a famous prayer, the Mukto Maninas is a very big term that devotees should be familiar with. Prabhupada quoted many times. Maninas means like money here, considering. They consider they are liberated. But actually, Lord Brahma or the demigods, they're saying, Mukto Maninas, Twayastabhava Vashuddha Buddhya, but they're not actually pure. They're impure. They don't even know that they're supposed to become completely pure. They're avashuddha buddhaya. Therefore, aruya krichchena parampadam patak patantyadho yasmarangya. Nadriti yasmarangya. Because they don't accept Krishna personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then despite all their endeavor, krichchena means very difficult endeavor. Sometimes if you're in India, you see people trying to become detached, they're lying on still beds of nails, or I saw one guy standing on one leg some outside Bombay. We went to see him. He's suspended by a rope, but he was standing for like 30 years, maybe left his body now, but that was in 1978. So many types of austerities are there that people undergo for to become detached. So the devotees are not, they get, this is like at Makunt Makula Tanjale Sevate Smant, Bilba Mangala Thakur, Dravida was quoting, right? At least you were quoting from Bilba Mangala, that famous verse where Bilba Mangala Thakur is saying, Bhaktis twice, tara tara, Bhagavan yadi shadai, venana palati, dibhikashura murti. Remember, Bilba Mangala Thakur had blinded himself. He couldn't even see. But in that verse, Prabhupada said, just see, you cannot see, but he's saying, Divya Kishora Murti. He's seeing the divine form of Krishna. Divya Kishora Murti, because his bhakti is so strong. He said, now that my bhakti is so strong, bhaktis twice, taratara, bhagavan yadishad, vanyanastapa, that he says, dharmata, what is it? No, the third line is he says, things like dharma, artha, kama, moksha, mukut, they are rolling on the ground in front of me. Mukti, mukulatanjali, sevate, swam. Mukti, mukul. He's begging. With mukulatanjali means hands folded. Begging for some, for Bilvamangala to look at him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age, he has made it very easy to attain liberation. Not that he has actually made it, but he has taken and given us the holy name. We were also discussing some verses about this. Akristi Krita Chaitasam. This is Fitravita. Akristi Krita Chaitasam. And if I forget it, I know he knows it. Sumanasam. This is one of Rupa Goswami's verses. It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That the holy name of Krishna is a great source of pleasure for all liberated persons. That means they're already liberated. Akristi Krita Chaitasam. Krita Chaitasam means their mind is already. Krita Chaitasam. Sumanasam. Uchatanam. And it destroys all sin. Huh? Achandalam. Amukaloka Sulabo. And this is the part I love about this verse. Vashashcha Mukti Shriya. First it says, anybody, even down to the chandalas, except maybe those who are muka, who can't speak, they're the only ones who won't be able to, because they can't speak the whole name. Even then, I saw a brahmachari in 1970s in Mayapur, and he was chanting. Well, he couldn't speak, he probably was deaf, but I used to see him as beadbag, as a kodiam up, and he was just mumbling, but well, he was chanting, so it's possible. But that verse says, amuka. Only if you can't speak at all. He was speaking, but he didn't probably couldn't hear them. Amukha Sulabho. Here we have the word Sulabha. Very wonderful to get something like that. So that verse says Sulabha, and it says Vashash to Mukti Shriya. We're talking about Mukti. It says the holy name is the controller of liberation. That's what I like about that verse. I mean, everything about it, but in this particular case. Vashas means control. Isha Vasham Idam Sarvam Yakincha. So Vasha, Isha Vasham, Krishna is the supreme controller. As the holy name, Vashash Mukti Shriya. Vashash to Mukti Shriya. Right? Vashas, short A. Vashash to Mukti Shriya. The opulence of liberation, this is the opulence, it controls it completely. And so, should we do another line of that? Huh? No diksham na chit sakriyam na purascharjam manad ikshate. What is it? Mantra yam rasanas prageva palati namatmaka. So, very wonderful verse. Anybody's interested in verses? The rest of the verse says that you don't require diksha to chant. No diksham na sakriyam, any kind of previous activity, purascharja. Mana, not even slightly dependent. Manad ikshate. It's not even slightly dependent on any of those things. However, at the end, the last line is very wonderful. What was it? Mantroyam rasanas prageva phalati shi krishna namatmaka. Chanting, just touching the mantra with one's tongue. Sprigeva phalati. One gets full fruits of love of God. But of course, we recommend initiation. Prabhupada said, whenever we see this type of idea that there's no initiation recommended, he said, this is for a liberated person, as it says in the beginning of the verse. Prabhupada said, generally we're dealing with conditioned souls. So generally it means, except for Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and maybe one or two others, and this is also the idea at the end of the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Aneka janma sanshidhat. After many births, it describes a yogi who falls. Arjuna was asking Krishna about what happens to the yogi who's unsuccessful, so Krishna was describing, after many births, then he attains liberation. Prayatnad yata manastu samsuda, like that. After much endeavor, many births, aneka janma samsidas tato yati parangati. I think that's the last line, probably not. But after many births, he's still a yogi, and then it says tapasvi bhyoti yogo, tapasvi bhyoti tato yogi. Better than a yogi, or a yogi is better than a tapasvi, kami vyascha diko dika. Better than a karmi, the yogi is better than a karmi. Gani bhyopi mato dika, better than a gani, still the yogi is better. That's what Krishna says. But yogi nam api sardesham, mahagatanantara. The highest yogi, as Shiromani described here, one who always thinks of me. So Bhagavad Gita has everything in a nutshell. And we get more nectar when we read the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a story of Haridas Thakur, we're discussing also that Dravida was probably the first one in ISKCON to memorize the verse. Angha sanharad akilam, what is it? Eva sak, udayad eva sakala lokasya. Right? They got it wrong? Got it right. Took me 40 years. Okay. Taranir iva timana jaladim jayati jagan mangalam harinam. This is a verse spoken by Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is known as Mahavidvang. Great. Sometimes, most of the time we think Haridas Thakur is just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 3 lakhs takes a while. I know there's one devotee around here who chants 1 lakh. It takes him all day. Haridas Thakur not only chanted 3 lakhs, like 190 rounds or something. It's like, my father used to say, it's like a telephone number. Something. But it's a lot of rounds. And still, he was so learned that he was invited to speak at the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Thakur. They were also great pundits. Maybe not quite as great as Thakur Haridas. But it's described they were pundits. Although they were great Vaishyas and very, very wealthy. So they were tax collectors for the Mohammedans. Tax collector means they were, you know, you'd take a quarter of it yourself or something. You get a big amount, a lot of money. So one of their main men was this Gopal Chakravarti. Anyway, Gopal Chakravarti was a very handsome man. But when Thakur Haridas quoted this verse, which I have to tell you what it means, Aha Sanghara, this describes the holy name. Jayati Jagan Mangalam Harinam at the end. But this holy name, Angha Sangha, it destroys all sinful activity for all the world, Sakla Lokasya. It is like the sun, Taranir, Jaladim, Iva Timira Jaladim. Timira Jaladim is the ocean of darkness. So when he spoke that verse, he asked the people there, the learned scholars, said, please explain it. And they all said, unanimously said, no, you're the only one qualified to give the explanation of this verse. Well, in this way, and I think this even happened before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't there anyway. So in this case, Thakur Haridas started to speak, and this Gopal Chakravarti, when he gave his explanation, Gopal Chakravarti became very crude. Kruda means cruda, but anyway, he became very angry. He said, how is it that so many persons are yogis and gyanis for unlimited lifetimes are trying to attain liberation? And this Thakur Haridas is trying to tell us, he's just an emotional devotee, and he's trying to tell us that liberation and freedom from sinful activity are just little side products. They're not that important that you get. But this, people are trying to, and it's just by chanting the holy name. How can you accept that? You're so angry. Very handsome guy, too. Unfortunately for him. He was very puffed up. He got so angry. He said, if the holy name doesn't deliver us, then I'll cut off your nose. Imagine telling Haridas Thakur that. Haridas Thakur didn't get angry, but everybody else got very angry. Haridas Thakur said, yes, if it doesn't work, I'll cut off my own nose. No problem. He was pretty convinced, it seems. I mean, Maya personified came to tempt Haridas, and she couldn't do anything. She just wanted to be initiated into chanting Hare Krishna. So that Gopal Chakravarti, unfortunately, within some short time, his beautiful golden fingers were like champak, golden colored fingers, or like lotus fingers, and his nose, which was very high and perfect, his nose fell off. His nose fell off. Yeah. Haridas Thakur did not get any pleasure of seeing this man suffer. So in this way, we have to accept the glories of the holy name. Mukta kalar upashamanam harinami sangshrayami. I mukta kalar upashamanam. One of Rupa Goswami's verses, he describes, what's the beginning of that verse? That one? I mukta kalar upashamanam. Nikila shuti mauli ratnamala juti narajata pada pankajam. I mukta kalar upashamanam. Paritistvam harinami sangshrayami. So Rupa Goswami's written Namastakam. Many glorifications of the chanting Hare Krishna. And so is Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, he tells us that mukyo vagindriye, that of all the senses become fulfilled when the holy name is taken on the mukyo vag, on the tongue, within the mouth of the devotee. Mukyo vagindriye. Tasyo daya sapara harsha. Not only that, he says, the chanting of the holy name, especially loudly, it defeats liberation because paraharshita, it gives others pleasure. Like we go on Harinam. Gee, I wonder why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked Harinam. I wonder why Prabhupada wanted us to stay on Harinam. Close the temple, he said in 1969. Keshava knows. There's one letter where Prabhupada said, you can close the temple, leave one pujari, and everyone should go out for chanting. This was before even book distribution. Because Sanatana Goswami says, paraharshita, it gives others pleasure. Tat prabhur denatopi shan namasan kirtanam varam. He said, therefore, the holy name is the best of meditation. You like to meditate? Meditate on chanting Hare Krishna. Because it not only helps you, but it helps others. So paraharshita. So there's so many glorifications. Kirtanadeva Krishna sha mukta sangha. Here we have the word. Muktama. So those who chant Hare Krishna, parambraja, they get the supreme liberation without any extra endeavor. Kirtanadeva Krishna Shem. Another wonderful explanation of liberation. Well, in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is so brilliant that you have to have someone like Jiva Goswami to explain. Anyway, but Rupa Goswami, in the fourth verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has this amazing, all of them, he says, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Charato, he says, the characteristics of pure bhakti are such that Charato, paributa kala jalabhya, those who take to bhakti, and especially the holy name, paributa kala, they conquer time. They conquer fear and time, the network of time. Mukti narikam, he says, mukti narikam namasyami. Mukti narikam, he says, the devotees are just like the makaras, the great, like the shiromani. They're the sharks, or the makara is like, not quite a shark, but it's a fish that's crocodile, combination of crocodile and shark. They swim in the ocean of bhakti rasa. But the gyani, the so-called gyanis, they swim narikam in the rivers of liberation. Mukti narikam namas. Mukti narikam. Narika is the river. Mukti narikam. Therefore, in the next verse, then, he makes a very stark, wonderful analogy that he says, says that the Mimamshaka Vidabhagne Jiva, I'm giving the idea, but Vidabhagne is the fire. There's a fire that Rupa Goswami doesn't explain, but Jiva Goswami, that's why I mentioned Jiva Goswami, he explains what this fire is. It's a volcano that's under the South Pole that was put there at one point. And this volcano is in the shape of a mare, which is a female horse, mouth, which is a vada abha agni, a fire in the shape of a mare's mouth. So that volcano is compared, although it's virulent, a volcano ordinarily is, wow, you kill everybody, but because it's being drowned by the ocean of bhakti, just like that vada abha agni is under the South Pole, there's a huge ocean with ice on top of it, it cannot do anything. So he's praying it will be, he's giving the benediction that this ocean of bhakti, Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is giving this benediction, that this ocean of bhakti is so powerful, it will severely restrict the Mimamshaka, two types of Mimamshakas, the Gyanis and the Karmis, who always want to protest. They all want to enjoy bhukti, mukti, siddhi, and the siddhis, the yogis, of course. But especially the bhukti, muktis are mentioned there. Yogis have a little better chance sometimes. Gyanis also. Udara sarva evaiti. Gyani tatmaiva namatam. They have a chance, Krishna says also. Udara, they're liberal sometimes. And they can also attain. So everyone can attain Krishna bhakti. But in this case, Rupa Goswami is restricting them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with this ocean of bhakti. So those who are swimming in this ocean, why should they care about the rivers of liberation? Useless. Okay, so, if there's any comments, questions, further thoughts.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your glorification of the holy name. In this Holy Name Week, you mentioned that one who chants the Holy Name overcomes or conquers over time. And you were translating that word from Kala, right? Kala, time. And then you said fear right then.
Apana samsatin goram yanama vivishogrinam. In the first canon, the first chapter, that for even unconsciously entangled, apana samsatin goram, in this samsati, goram, horrible samsara, that I guess it's being given by Sutra Goswami in that verse. Apanasam satin goram yanama vishogan tatol vimucheta yadvibeti swayam bayam. Huh? Yadvibeti swayam. Tatak sadyo vimucheta. One is liberated from this fear. Tatak sadyo immediately. Tatak sadyo vimucheta. That fear itself is afraid of the holy name. When the chanting of the holy name is there, then all, that's what Haridas Thakur was saying in that just the light, abaso peak shapyati, even just the light, the dim reflection when the sun is just not even risen, there's light, that little bit of light is enough. Angha sanghara kilam sakla lokasya udayat sakla lok, to destroy the fear of all thieves and ghosts and bad elements in the material world.
I thought you were saying that time and fear were synonymous.
Well, the time and fear are sometimes synonymous. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham udbhavasya. Krishna says, I take away everything in time. He is time. Kalosmi, lokakshay. Everyone here will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Kalos. Saesha Bhagavan kalasavesha nasamaga. In the first canto, this conversation between with Narada Muni and Yudhisthira and Vidura, it's there described. This Kala is Krishna. Saesha Bhagavan Kala Sarveshana Samagata. He's come to take away everything. But if you don't want to see Bhagavan, then you have to see, like Prabhupada said, when the bombs were falling, he was seeing Krishna. Others were fearful. Prabhupada said, no, I don't want to be disturbed. I'm eating my kachuris. Krishna.
So you've referred to many slokas, and one of them was 15108. I think where the idea is that the chanting doesn't wait for diksha. And you quoted that verse, no diksha.
Nasha sat kriyam.
Now the previous verse, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to, I think, Subuddhi Roy, who was the Vaishnav, you know, and here, and this point he's saying, chanting once, Eka Krishna Name, Kade Sava Papa Koi. Just chanting one name of Krishna destroys all your sin. And yet we find people chanting, you know, they go by the party, the Sankirtan party, and they may chant in derivation, but they're chanting. They're uttering the name once. You can't chant once, by the way. Chanting means repeated. You would utter it once. So, and here it says, the nine processes of devotional service can be completed just by chanting the holy
name. Navavida bhakti, yes. Purna, nam hoi te hoi.
Now, what about this one name? How come we find people are still sinful, and we may also be somewhat sinful sometimes, even chanting many, many, many names?
You know that verse, which you're the only one probably in ISKCON that knows it. Rupa Goswami is praying in the beginning of Vidagdha Madhava that he's, even though he's himself fallen, that when a gold can be purified, even if a chandal or a low-class person lights a fire to purify gold, but still, the gold will become purified. So he's praying in the same way that although he's sinful, lowly, papishta, when they approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the famous verse from? No, the other one they chanted, Nashti Papatma, that it's on 10th canto. We're so sinful, more than Jagai Madai. Krishna's Kavya, I say similar things. So devotees are always thinking they're also like that. But he's praying that will remove will purify the hearts of the devotees. Now, Rupa Goswami, you can say, wow, that's really offensive. Rupa Goswami's thinking the devotees are not pure. But he's dealing with the highest grade of devotees, and he's still giving that benediction. And only the very learned could understand that verse. That one of the ones from Ancha 1, did you ever memorize that one? I know you know most of them, but that's the hard one. Anyway, I wouldn't mind learning it. But he's praying in that verse. So, very wonderful verse.
It seems that people are chanting, we're chanting many names.
You know, there's a
tape. And yet the sin is still there.
Prabhupada has his one japa tape where they've just taken one. Prabhupada chanting japa one time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then they made a loop out of it, so it goes for 40 minutes or an hour or whatever. And I know, I never get tired of it. It's only one chant. He only chanted one time. So we could almost argue that if Prabhupada came, someone on his level, and chanted so purely that others could pick up on it, and he only chanted one time. So for people on that level, if he's pure enough, then one chanting is possible. Just like if somebody sees the Roth card, it says he becomes liberated. But he has to stand up and then take the devotional service.
I mean, the way I've seen it explained is that you're liberated at that point. But, you know, the old fan is still turning. And if you don't get association and stay on the, as they say, liberated platform, then you fall back down and you start performing new sin. You're back into the sinful.
Therefore, wonderful verse that says, Aho Mahatman Bahudosha Dushtopya Kena Bhagesha Bhavoganena Satsangama Kena Sukhavahena Kritajana Yena Kija Vimuksha. You know that one, right? Anyway, that's right next to Kali Dosha Nidhe Rajanastik in the Chaitanya-charita. In this, the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but there's one Kirtanariva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramagna. I think we quoted that. So the next verse says, let me finish, he's got his hand up. But, don't give him the mic, because he'll steal the show. This verse says, although the age of Kali is so bad, Aho Mahatma, one devotee speaking to another devotee, calling him Mahatma. Aho Mahatma, Bahu Dosha Dushto. There's so many, Bahu Dosha, so many evil things in Kali Yuga. Bahu Dosha, But there's one good thing. Yesha gunena. What is that? Satsangam akene sukavahena. Satsangam, association with devotees. Therefore, we always have to keep associated. What does it say, the last line? Satsangam akene sukavahena. It gives sukha, pure happiness. Satsangam akene sukavahena. And kitajayena kishami muksha. It completely destroys our desire for so-called liberation. Because we're already liberated anyway. So now it's a fight between Janmasthami hasn't even spoken, which is unheralded, unprecedented yet, and Vaikuntha and Madan. They could have a chorus. If they all have the same comment, they can all speak at once.
Referencing this Bhagavatam verse in the purport,
this verse? Narayanam?
No, Muktanam Apisidanam.
Yeah.
I seem to remember a pastime with Prabhupada where, and you can correct me if it was maybe Dharidama, where Prabhupada asked, how do we know that we're advancing? And then Prabhupada responds, how much anxiety are you in? In other words, you know, like taking on anxiety.
Well, yeah, that could be transposed into jealousy. I've heard it done with jealousy.
Well, I think that the context was, you know, how much anxiety are you taking on, you know, in behalf of spreading Krishna consciousness like that. That was the move.
Oh.
So I got two questions. Here's the first one. So, and that seems to be, you know, like Prabhupada took on huge levels of anxiety for spreading Krishna consciousness. Now, that peacefulness, it seems to be almost contradictory for the Goshti Anandi.
Yeah, well, it's transcendental anxiety.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's your answer. Okay, so here's the next question. In this verse, it says, of the many millions of liberated persons, okay, so then, you know, then it just narrows it right down, and then there's a devotee. There's very few of them.
Bhamanda bhamite kona bhagyabhadaji.
So the question is this, is there anybody that's actually liberated except a devotee? I mean, in other words, this term seems...
Well, there is, according to some, you know, Koti, Karmi Bhya Parito Hare, that verse, what is the 10th verse of the Upadeshamrita? Karmi Bhya Parito Hare, Paritaya, is it?
Well, look at 10 to 32. You know, they fall down because they're not attached to the Lord's feet of the Lord. So is that really liberated?
Sarva parivinir muktam tat paratena nirmanam.
Oh, sorry.
Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Unless one takes to Rishikesha Sevanam, then he won't remain. That's why Rupa Goswami has given this verse, Sarva parivinir muktam. Or he's given, what's the other verse? Jnana Karmada Navitam. Bhakti, that's real bhakti. So one can be liberated, but he's liberated
in his mind.
There's levels, yeah, but yeah. Well, Shotuganas Tamaranam, in the beginning of the Bhakti's video, that verse is given right away. Yat Pada Pankaja Palasa, Bhakja, Kamashyam Gatita Murkatayanti Shanta, Tadvan Naruktaya. So the explanation Vishnu Chakravarti gives, Tadvanna Rikta Matayo means they have no brain. These persons who are impersonalists, Nashobati Ganam, it's not, they can't, they have to fall down because there's nothing to be attracted to. They're just really liberated. We're liberated. It's like stopping banging your head against the wall. Oh, wow, feels so good. I stopped banging my head against the wall. Well, now what are you going to do? You stop banging your head against the wall. You got to do something. So therefore, then you have whole Bhakti Rasa Namrita Sindhu describing Samanya Bhakti, you know, that one is liberated, yes, the neutral stage is the beginning. Shantaraj, yes, God is very great, I am very small. That is the beginning, but of real liberation. But of course, the ne chanti, the four types of liberation are rejected. Bina mat sevanam jana. Kapila Dev's famous verse that's given right away. Shaloka Shashti Samipya. Even Shaloka Shashti, even going to Vaikuntha with the same opulence as Vishnu is rejected by the devotees if there's no service there. Yeah.
So it's
Namai Vasudeve. Yena. Good one.
Tabat. Let me explain. Until there is love for me, Vasudev, Rishabdev is identifying with Vasudev at that point. Is Vasudev. Vasudev. Until there is love for me, there is no liberation, Muchite, from being bound into a body. So ultimately the answer is no, there is no liberation without love for me.
Well, from their angle, they think they're liberated. So that's why it's Vimukta Maninas. We are liberated.
So then we have to understand that this utilization of that term is...
that term is used a lot.
Flexible.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. Yes. Okay. You could study this for the next, two or three years, then we'll have a discussion. Again, we'll have it during also, but...
Just one point.
Vipradishad gunita dalavindana bapa dalavinda. He cannot even liberate himself. What's the second two lines? That's another verse.
That's
Prayana deva mani also vimukti kama. There's some vimukti right there. Generally, Prahlad Maharaj says, they go off to the Himalayas, the forest, praying to deva, muniyosa, mukta kama, monam charanti, they keep their mouth shut because they don't have anything to say. Monam charanti. Vijanay, they don't see anybody. Na paratanishta, they don't care about anybody. But the Vaishnavas are so compassionate. Therefore, he says, what's the... praying to deva, muniyosa, mukta kama. Nainam. What? Third line, nainam. Vihaya, kripana, vivamuksha eka. I'm not interested in my own liberation. Prabhupada says, the more you're interested in helping others, paraduka duki, then you're getting up to where Prahlad, Vasudev Dutt, Haridas Thakur. Therefore, Bhaktisanta Saraswati remarks that devotees of the caliber of Haridas Thakur and Vasudev Dutt are millions of times more merciful than Jesus Christ. All right. Anything else? Here on this side now. Oh, he has the mic. Did you do your thing already?
It was just one point in support of the one name. Shripala was giving a lecture, Ajamil, and Jayatirtha was reading unpublished manuscript, sixth canto, and he got to the point where Ajamil saw the Yamadutas and he said, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Prabhupada said, what is that three times? It is not three times. It is once. Oh, Narayan.
All right. That's
Prabhupada
great.
Said, once is sufficient. Change
great
that.
Reference. Great reference. All right. Mahendrani and Mahatma.
On the point of the one holy name, I don't have a reference, but I've heard a couple things. One is in one purport, Prabhupada talking about the one holy name. Said, but there has to be quality to that utterance. And then I've heard that quality means it's Shudanam, not Namaparad, not Namabas, but it has to be one Shudanam.
Shudanama Ruchi. What's that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song? What's the rest? Aparada Gucci destroys. One pure name destroys the Aparada Gucci, destroys Aparada.
Not a philosophical point, but just a practical point about the Harinam party. At the Spanish Preaching Center so many years ago in Miami, it was raining and the devotees wanted to go on Harinam. Little faith I have, I said, no, I'm not going because it's raining. But they did go, and that day they got a house donated by a lady for the Spanish Preaching Center.
All right, we're done. No? What? Oh, here.
I heard something that may help to blend and soften the relationship between the those who take to impersonal realization and those who take to bhakti yoga. Okay, from the very respected bhakti, I won't mention any names. I won't mention any names here, but it comes from a very respectful, one of the most respected bhakti yogis on the planet. But he said the personal stage of liberation is very, it's essential. Why is it essential?
It's essential
to enter into it, to burn up the last remaining fragments of your ego. Maya, and she loves it up there. She loves to play religion high time. But that's just what I got to do.
Okay. Thank you. Chaitanya Sumita.